It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
And welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we cover the latest property news every morning on iHeartRadio, Spotify and Apple, and of course, wherever you get your podcast from these days. Well, the weekend, it is here again, although at this time of the year, probably fair to say that the day just blend into holidays and the complete wind down for most of us. However, spare a thought, there are people, of course, working today, and it is a Saturday morning, the 23rd day of December. Yes, we're getting very, very close now. And if you were wanting to be in by Christmas and you have managed to do that, congratulations to you. It's quite the deal, isn't it, to be in your new home before Christmas Day strikes and turns up. Well, coming up, we have the Real Estate Summer Series starting when we look back over what has been an incredible year. Yes, 2023 will go down as a year probably of two halves, with the first year having a much bigger say. We had to navigate through a very challenging 2023. Just a reminder that we do enjoy receiving your emails, and you can certainly let us know just how the 2023 has affected you in terms of the way that you've navigated it. And if you'd like to do that, you can send the email to myrealestatepodcast@gmail.com. That is myrealestatepodcast@gmail.com. Well, this morning we are taking you back to January of this year when we spoke to Paul Zamalis, an auctioneer in Melbourne, about what was happening all the way back in January in the Melbourne property market. So we will bring that interview to you next.
Thank you for all your support this year. We look forward to 2024 with more real estate stories and more property news. Have a great break.
And right now it's time to have another look at a 30-second property tip. We go all the way into Queensland up to Hervey Bay. And Scott, what have you got for us?
Yeah, look, once you've identified the area you want to purchase into, identify, do a search on the lead agent, the agent that's selling the most property in that location, and make sure you're on that agent's buyer database, their own database. You'll get information on properties before they hit the open market.
Informing you 7 days a week on the Real Estate Breakfast. It's your weekday Real Estate Breakfast with news, interviews and predictions every morning on the Real Estate Podcast.
So let's right now find out about the property market in Melbourne as we turn our attention to auctions there and welcome in Paul Zamalis, the director and auctioneer from the Auction Company. And a very good morning, Paul. Welcome into the Real Estate Breakfast.
Good morning, Craig, and thank you very much for having me.
Great to get you on the show. And you, like many, probably had a very testing time towards the end of last year. How much of a difference has the break across the Christmas New Year been to revitalise, I guess, not only you, but also buyers and sellers in the Melbourne auction market?
Well, there's no doubt that the end of the year for many is a welcomed relief to what is a busy period. I mean, interestingly, people have actually taken the opportunity to look at, you know, if they're buying, looking at residual stock that perhaps didn't trade at the end of December and, you know, taking their time to investigate the opportunity for what it is and taking some time to, you know, put their best foot forward in what is a quieter period. As far as, you know, speaking to some vendors and people that are considering to sell, most of them have still probably got a bit of a mindset that, you know, it's a bit of a sit and wait scenario, given that the RBA obviously doesn't make a call on anything in January. And I think everyone's looking to what's going to happen at the start of Feb to set the tone for the year.
Well, that actually brings me on to my next point, because it's fair to say that towards the end of last year, as you say, there were some fence sitters in a bit of a holding pattern around buying, and vendors who weren't adapting to that new price reality were certainly holding off. So what's that sentiment likely to be, do you think, towards the end of the first quarter? Because you'll be hoping that they're going to be moving off that fence.
Well, it's interesting. I think we draw an inference from clearance rates as the market fence sitting, but we had actually, as a business, we noticed an interesting statistic in December that whilst we had about a 57% clearance rate under the hammer, the balance of which was 43%, 75% of that stock was actually attracting offers, you know, within 48 to 72 hours after auction. Now, if we look at what happens on the day, it'd be easy to say, well, vendors aren't selling and buyers aren't buying. But if you actually track the data 1, 2, 3 days after, even a week later, people are still, there's an appetite to purchase. Whether that purchasing price is meeting the expectation of the vendors, well, yes, I agree. For the most part, particularly August, September, October, vendors wanted a price that they were probably achieving in the first half of last year. But naturally, that price has had to adjust because, you know, affordability of that home now is a lot more out of reach for the majority of people, given they've got to service it at a higher debt percentage.
Okay, so talking about the actual buying component, something that we talked about towards the end of last year is this whole issue around lowball offers. And some buyers, rightly or wrongly, go in very hard with a very low range offer. And in many cases, they miss out on the property altogether. So it sounds to me like that is still maybe a little bit of a factor at the moment in 2023.
Yeah, I think everyone, a buyer will always want to pick it up for the cheapest price, and a vendor will always want the most money for that property. If you're really out there to buy a property, I think people need to really look at the numbers. And whilst you might be trying to pick it up for an absolute bargain, the reality is if you pay just a little bit more, which may be 10, 15% less than 12 months ago, don't miss that opportunity. Be smart about it. Don't sell it to yourself that there's, you know, as we call it, a bit of desperation that people need to sell. A lot of people that are selling are making that decision to sell because they want to, not because they have to. But entertain that negotiation, put yourself in the box seat, not because you're trying to steal it, but because you're wanting to pick it up at an affordable value. And you might find, particularly if you're a buyer in this market, the vendor will be obliging in their position and come to the party, and you might be buying a property at a price that will certainly set you up for the future.
Let me ask you this, Paul. Is it the best time, the best part of the year to be running an auction in Melbourne with all this sunshine, warm conditions, the lazy summer beach days, people still in that relaxed period so close to the new year?
If you're considering selling and you're ready to go and the property's presented in the right way, you've appointed the correct, you know, team behind you to sell your home, get it on the market. And there's certainly no question that there's less on the market right now. So if anyone is scouring the marketplace and looking online, well, they're going to see your property and there's less competition.
Yeah, exactly. So what optimism are you looking for from the Melbourne auction market, let's say, across the next 6 months moving forward?
I guess if we draw on the last quarter of last year, stock volumes have been extremely low. And, you know, I would say that that stock that hasn't come to market because of hesitation, not ready, waiting to see, eventually there's a natural baseline that needs to come to the market to trade, whether it be people that want to buy a new home, they want to trade out. And I have a feeling that over the coming months, we are going to see people starting to explore an opportunity to sell, regardless of where the market sits. And I think agents who are looking to list should take confidence from that. Buyers, well, there's certainly plenty of people that are still looking to buy, and there's a bit of a calmness, and we're sort of plateauing with the interest rate conversation. And you've got to take confidence in that, that there's always trading in the marketplace. And I don't believe the next 3 months is going to be anything different, other than people like myself as an auctioneer and the estate agents, we've just probably got to work a little bit harder to bring both parties to the table to find a common value.
And talking about the agents themselves, are there some agents still struggling to get vendors to set that realistic reserve to sell under the hammer? And if so, what's the sort of guidance? What are the conversations around that you're having, I guess, not only to agents, but also to vendors?
I suppose my guidance and my observation as an auctioneer is just to be honest and direct. We need to be optimistic at the start of a process and, you know, shoot for the stars. There's nothing wrong with that. Have a dream price, set yourselves an objective and a strategy to aim for it. But as the campaign progresses towards auction day, honest and direct conversation and feedback, communication has to be at the baseline of every auction campaign at the moment. If you're a seller, have a listen to it, understand it, because what the agents are probably communicating to you from the market is the truth, and it shouldn't pose a surprise to you on auction day if that's what you're getting and you're still 10 or 20% above it. As far as the agency team is concerned, bring your vendor into the process, communicate with them, regardless of what the feedback is from the market, ensure that your vendor is there with you every step of the way so that when you are having a pre-auction meeting, there are no surprises, that the discussion that you've had for 3 weeks then sets the tone for how you look to sell on auction day with a reasonable reserve.
Good on you, Paul. You have yourself a fantastic day, you and the team at the auction company, and thank you so much for coming on to the Real Estate Breakfast this morning.
Thank you very much, Craig, and to all the team. Appreciate you being here.
Don't navigate the real estate market alone. Let us help guide you in the world of real estate every day. Make better informed decisions with the latest news and insights.
Whereby they've increased a woman's rent by 35%. That's $230 a week and almost $12,000 a year. And I guess the question is that reasonable?
Well, that's not reasonable. That is a huge increase. The sad truth is, though, that there's nothing to stop a landlord from doing that. We've looked at some parts of the country where the rental market really is overheated, like the Gold Coast, for example, and people who live there will find that average rents have gone up by about $110 a week over the past 12 months.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia, The Real Estate Podcast.